Welcome to the Ziegler Inspire Podcast.
Ziegler Inspire Podcast.
Welcome to Zig Ziegler's Inspire Podcast. I'm your host, Blake Lindsay. Let me ask you a question. What distinguishes you from your competition? Zig is going to talk about how to get ahead of your competition, and his ideas may surprise you. Let's turn it up and listen.
I'm a foodie, and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico, and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon, really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky, where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Had the privilege a couple of years ago of going back to Hines Junior College, which is now known as Hines Community College, to have set up a scholarship fund for Coach Joby and Jim L., his wife, Harris. It was really an exciting occasion. I spoke to the student body and the faculty and some visitors that morning. That afternoon, we had a public seminar over in Jackson. The meeting there on the campus was, to me, truly exciting. And out of it, I really got a tremendous lesson. The auditorium was absolutely packed. And I looked up and they had students and faculty lined up all the way around the auditorium. And as I got started, I said, "Now, folks, if you will notice, we got five vacant seats down here and four vacant seats over here. And all you got to do is come down and claim them. They are yours." Not but one person moved. Now, I said to them, "There are no obstacles. I wish I were strong enough and had the time to pick them up and take them back to you. First of all, I'm not. Second, I don't have time. Third, I'm sure the administration would be very unhappy if I could pull a Superman and do exactly that. Come on down. They're available." Still, only the one came down. None on the second row over here. Now, I said, "Now, I'll be the first to confess, you're going to have to climb over two people to get to these four seats, but that's the way life is. Sometimes you have to climb over obstacles in order to get there. But I can tell you it's well worth it. The front row seats are available. And I want you to think about that. There's a lot of room at the top. There's just not enough room to sit down. You know what the difficult part is? It's getting out of the crowd at the bottom. That's the tough part. You know why it is? Because at the bottom you've got tens of thousands of people. It takes a whole lot for you to be able to stick your head high enough even to be seen. But once you take that first step out of the crowd at the bottom, then the competition starts to diminish rather dramatically. A number of years ago, I ran an ad in a newspaper down in Houston, Texas. The same time I ran an ad in Denver, Colorado. I'll not identify what the response was or from which city, but in one of them, I'd run an ad, earned $20,000 a year. In the other one, I ran an ad, earned $50,000 a year. I got 25 times as many responses to the one on the lower figure. because most people at that day and time could not see themselves earning the higher dollars. The only difference in the ad was the dollar mark. Most people never really see themselves as being the capable individual they are. That's the reason I spent so much time on building that healthy self-image. I just want you to know that front row seats are available, but they're not going to come to you. There are obstacles to climb. That's what I'm really saying. But they really are climbable. How do you climb obstacles? I love the example I've used so many times, showing the picture of the person standing there at the foot of the stairs, looking at them. And then over here, there's an elevator sign, and the sign says the elevator to the top is out of order. You're going to have to take the stairs. I believe that's the way it is in life. The elevator to the top is out of order, and yes, you are going to have to take the stairs in order to get there. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, that winning relationships, that friends, are going to be playing an important part. I love the story of the little guy that was trying to get his dad's attention. And his dad was ignoring him. He was busy with other things. And the little boy got real insistent there. He said, "Dad," said, "who's your favorite? Do you like Superman or Batman better?" And the father said, "Oh, son, I'm busy. Can't you?" "But, Daddy, just tell me, which one do you like the best, Superman or Batman?" And finally the father said, "Okay." He said, "Superman is my favorite." The little boy said, "Well, Daddy, Batman is my favorite." And the father said, "Well, that's nice, son, but Superman is my favorite." And the little boy said, "But Daddy, aren't you going to ask me why Batman is my favorite?" And the father said, "Okay, son, why is Batman your favorite?" And the little boy looked at him and he said, "Daddy, Batman has got a friend." And the father finally got the point. He said, "That's important to you, isn't it, son?" He said, "Yes, Daddy, it is." Aren't we all looking for friends? Don't we all need that attention? Isn't it true, particularly within our families, the things that we do in that family that make such a big difference? Isn't it true that the applause of a single human being is of great consequence? Doesn't it really affect our productivity, our happiness, and everything we do in every area of our life? And it really boils down to becoming interested in the other person. It really does. There's no such thing, folks, as somebody who does not have value. Everyone has value. When we recognize and encourage that value, it's amazing what can happen as a result of it.
I love that. Everyone has value. You may not recognize it in yourself today, so I want to be the one to point it out to you. You are a valuable human being, not because what you do or who you know, just because you are. Think about it. This is Blake Lindsay encouraging you to live your life to the fullest.
Ziglar. Ziglar. Inspiring true performance.